Well, good morning and blessings to all of you. I'm glad you could join this morning, join me here. And it's good to see most of your smiling faces. Some of you have your videos off, but that's okay. You can hear me. And but it is good to see you this morning. Wonderful, beautiful day outside. The sun's shining. We just want to praise and worship our Lord and Savior today. And this is our Sabbath, and so let's just worship Him. Let's just act like you're sitting right here in church with me this morning. Just worship Him this morning, and let's just praise Him, and let's just shout His name this morning. And if you feel like standing up in your household and praising Him, then do it. If you feel like walking around in your house, then just do it. But let's just praise Him and honor Him this morning. And I just thank you all for being here. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Thank you. It's good again to see everyone this morning. It's good to be here. I know you guys wished you could be with me, but it's going to happen soon, and we're all going to be together again. And I was thinking about this week, about following through the scriptures, and you know, last week I talked about the Emmaus Road, and which happened right after Jesus' resurrection, you know, and so in the scripture, I was reading through the book of John, and in chapter 21 of the book of John, we find Jesus appearing again to the disciples, but he only, you know, he appeared to Peter and to Thomas and to Nathaniel and two others, it says. And they were out fishing, you know, and I understand, you know, after all that was going on, all the stress that was going on, and, you know, Jesus, they watched Jesus get crucified, and they watched him, all that he went through, and they watched him, get put in the tomb, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's risen, and still, I think that they just, you know, needed a break in some way, and so they decided they're just going to go fishing, and I've been there. Sometimes I just feel like, you know, I just need to go fishing. I just need to go do something. I just need to clear my thoughts here, because there's so much going on that I don't understand. And so I just need to get away for a moment, and I need to clear my thoughts. And I kind of wonder if that's not what they were doing. And but here they are out on the water, and they'd been out all night, and they hadn't caught anything at all. And Jesus says, you know, he hollers at them. He appears and he hollers at them. He said, "Hey, throw your nets on the other side." And so all of a sudden they catch all. I mean, they their nets are full, and. Then they come over to the shore once they realize Jesus. He said, "Man, that's Jesus." And so Peter just jumps in the water and swims over. And so they sit down. Jesus has this big fire going. And he said, "Hey, bring some of those fish you caught. Let's have a fish, cook it. Let's cook these fish and let's eat." And so I enjoy that too. You know, we always like to get together and eating, and especially fish fry, you know, And I love that, and I hope that this year we're able to go down to Terry and Wendy's and have that fish fry like we had last year and enjoy that. I really enjoy that. And so, here we find, you know, them sitting and talking, and so Jesus, he pulls Peter aside in front of all the others, you know. He pulls Peter aside. Just after this, after they'd ate breakfast, and in verse 15 it says this. It says, "When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' 'Yes, Lord,' he said. 'You know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Feed my lambs.' And again, Jesus said, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' He answered, 'Yes, Lord. You know that I love you.' And Jesus said, 'Take care of my sheep.' The third time he said to him, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, 'Do you love me?' He said, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' And Jesus said, 'Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.' Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, 'Follow me.'
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for being able, Lord, to stand here this morning. It's an honor for me, Lord, that you've chosen me. Lord, I thank you for your word. Lord, let us learn from it this morning, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit be in control. Remove anything that may hinder. Lord, we'll not let Satan defeat us this morning. We're not going to let him stop us from praising you. We're not going to let him stop us from preaching your word, Lord. Lord, I just ask you to be in each household this morning. Lord, bless each individual. Lord, bless their families. Keep them safe, Lord. Lord, I praise you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So we find this test of love. Jesus gave Peter a test of love. And love is more than just an expression. We say that quite often to each other. We say it to our spouses and our family and our loved ones. And sometimes we show expressions of love by giving them giving cards and flowers and different things. But love must be consistent for it to be real. And Jesus gave Peter a test of love here, and we read in the scriptures here in John. And you can pass this test. If you're going to pass this test, you really need to know what true love is really all about. And the first thing I found here in verse 15 is the quality of love that we give. He says in verse 15, he says, "Do you love me more than these?" And as I look through a few translations and commentaries, the true meaning of the question could very well be one of three things. The A is, do you love me more than these other disciples do? And Peter, I have chosen you. Jesus, I can just hear him say, Peter, I've chosen you to be a leader. These others will follow your lead. So this is very important. Is the quality of your love of the highest nature? Do you have a burning love in your heart that even surpasses these other men? Number two, second point here of this first is, do you love me more than the fish or fishing? Peter, Jesus says, this has been your life. This is what you know and love. But do you love me more than your hobbies? Do you love me more than your job? Do you love me more than your recreation? Do you love me more than your money that you make or the money that you have? Third thing is, do you love me more than anything? Anything. Jesus says, Peter, am I first and foremost in your life? For you to be my disciple, you must love me more than everything. Everything that is within you. We also find the ministry of love. And Jesus asks a series of questions concerning Peter's love here. And three times he states, feed my sheep, tend my sheep, and keep my sheep. He's saying, Peter, is your love great enough for me that you will operate in a ministry of love? Will you give yourself to me by giving yourself to others? Jesus says, feed my sheep. Peter, will you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? Will you share my life with others? Even when you are rejected for the message, will you still love the messenger so much that you will keep preaching? Jesus says, tend my sheep. He says, Peter, will you take the time to disciple, train, and lead others? It is one thing to feed them. It is another thing to make sure that they grow up to adulthood. to maturity. These little lambs will take time and will take care, and most of all, a lot of love for them to become established in the flock. He says, keep my sheep. Jesus says, or multiply my kingdom, Peter. Peter, will you fill my house? Will you go out into the highways and the byways and compel them to come in? Peter, do you love me enough to cause others to follow me as you do? A third thing I find in this is the courage of love. The courage of love. I think we all need a little courage. Jesus now asks Peter, do you have enough love for me to go the distance? When you were young, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted to go. But when you are old, some will take you to a place where you don't want to go. This was the prophecy of the martyrdom of Peter, who would be crucified upside down for Jesus. Jesus says, Peter, do you love me enough to have the courage to give a lifetime to me? You know, a lot of people can give a day. A lot of people can give a week or even a few years. But will you go the distance without ever turning back? Jesus says, Peter, do you love me enough to move past failure into success? Will you be strong enough even though you have failed? You remember when Peter denied Christ 3 times? He said, can you get past that? Can you move past that failure? Will you be strong enough to get back up on your feet and carry the cross every day? Peter, do you love me enough to give your very, very life for me? Do you have the courage never to run again, Jesus said. Never to hide again, never to deny me again, but to follow me. You know, it's recorded that not only did Peter not run away, but when he was crucified, he said, I'm not worthy to be crucified like my Lord. And they turned him upside down. Is your love for Christ strong enough to be turned upside down for the Lord? Yeah, I'd mentioned this before about the book, Fox's Book of Martyrs. A wonderful book to read, but yet it's got some tough stuff on there. You know, I wonder how many professing Christians would be able to sacrifice their lives for Christ today. One of the martyrs I read said, I'm only disappointed. I quote this. He says, I'm only disappointed that I have but one life to give for Jesus Christ. Wow, what a powerful statement. We all must examine our love for Christ. You know, in the book of Revelations, a letter was written to the church of Ephesus. And the Ephesus church was a busy church, a successful church, but a church that had lost its first love. And even though a lot of good things were happening, they were rebuked because the quality of their love was not in place. You know, the same is true in your life and in your walk with Christ. You may have been in church from the time you were born. You may not have. You may have done everything by the book and are known as an outstanding person. But the proving ground is the quality of your love for Jesus Christ. You know, the rich young ruler followed the rules but couldn't follow Christ. You know, love is greater than the law. Love is the greatest of all. Amen. I think about this and I put myself in Peter's place. And I ask you to do that this morning when Jesus asks, He says, Randy, do you love me? Put your name there. Then feed my sheep. Randy, will you keep my sheep? Randy, will you multiply the kingdom? Randy, will you go in the highways and byways and compel people to come in? Jesus is just asking, do you love me? Randy, do you really love me that you would give your life, you would sacrifice the things, everything that you love in this world, would you give it all up and follow me? Would you give it all up? Would you give your life for me if so needed? Would you take the cross? Would you carry it? Or would you hang on it for me? Love is the greatest of all. Jesus just asked us, do you love me? Do you really love me? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you again, Lord. Lord, I just want to give my life to you, Lord. Every day, Lord, it's just not a one-time thing. I want to get up every day and devote my life to you. Lord, and I know that I've failed. I know that I have not been perfect. Lord, but I get up today and I pick up my cross and I want to follow you, Lord, to the end of time or to when you call me home, Lord. I want to be your servant, Lord. I want to be your slave. I want to go into the highways and byways. I want to compel people to come in. I want to grow your church, Lord. Because, Lord, it's not about me. This life is short, and soon it will be over. But eternity is forever, Lord. Lord, and that is my goal. If I could but give up just a little bit here. Lord, you gave everything up. You came from heaven, gave your life, gave yourself on a cross, was crucified. You were humiliated. And you did that for me. Lord, I praise you. I thank you. Lord, let me. Lord, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for not being the person I needed to be. The devoted and loving person. I thank you, Lord. Again, in Jesus' name I pray. Bless each and every one this morning. Amen. 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 I'm glad you